producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-99-37569. So we've got the starlets who have naked photos. And, you know, I don't know, why is this such a big story? I'm not sure why we're, first of all, surprised. I think Emma Watson apparently has decided that she's going to make a big fuss about this. They're apparently trying to convince Emma Watson that if she's not quiet, that they're going to make more pictures of her available. And she decided she's not going to play with that anymore. I mean, it would seem to me that, first of all, why would you have naked pictures of you anywhere, number one? Number two, isn't that part of what young women are kind of selling is their sort of sexuality? I don't know. This whole thing seems to me kind of silly, that if you don't want to have naked pictures of you around, then don't take naked pictures. I don't know. It just seems fairly straightforward. At one point, somebody was teasing me about the idea that I should, you know, if I wanted to increase traffic to my website, I should put up a naked picture of myself, and I said that I would do that because I have a picture of me literally when I was, I think, 6 months old or something on a bear rug, which all my brothers and sisters used for their, you know, when in first grade when you have to bring in a baby picture. They all brought in my picture, so I did not do that. I decided it was asking for trouble. And not to mention, you know, these days everybody gets Photoshops everybody, so I don't know. It seems to me a little bit of a tempest in a teapot. And I think Emma Watson's saying something about gender equality. But remember, she's not old enough to remember Burt Reynolds doing his centerfold. At one point there were pictures of men naked as well. But not so much, I don't know, there are not a whole lot of pictures. James, are there any pictures of you floating around naked, or should I not ask?
Not that I know of.
Not that you know of, yeah.
Not that I know of.
My baby picture's the only one that I know of. All right, 855. James is saying, oh my God, what did she just ask me? 855-99 Dr. Joy. Yeah, I'm not, you know, I take the fifth. John, you're on the air, and Dr. Joy Brown, howdy.
And I'd like to mention one thing. Why it's important to study German. It clears your mind and it cleans your mind.
Okay, I'm not sure I would disagree with that, but I'm not sure exactly the point that you're making here.
Yeah,
what is the point?
But do you know German by any chance?
Not much. I know much. More French than German.
Yeah,
I can sprechen Sie Deutsch.
Yeah, I would recommend to the listeners to study German, you know, if you get grammar books at Barnes & Noble or something like that, and you'd be amazed how it cleans your mind and it clears your mind, you know, cleans your mind.
Why German rather than Latin or Spanish or any other, or Russian or Chinese?
Let me give you an example. English...
Well, you didn't really answer the question.
Because you could see the roots.
But that's why I mentioned Latin as the second thing. That all you know, Germanic, all Romance languages are all from Latin, and I suppose the Germanic ones are all. I'm not sure. I agree with you. I think etymology is kind of interesting, but I'm not sure why I would pick German over anything else.
Well, you could see the roots from, you know, from a noun going to an adjective, and then, you know, nouns form from verbs, and verbs form from nouns.
But that's true of any language. Why would you not start with Latin?
Well, you know, you cut me off on English. Can I just say something about English? One brief thing. It's not really a language. It's a conglomerate of Latin, French, Celt, German, and what's the other one? Five of them. So, because all these groups conquered England, and they brought with them their language. So England is a conglomerate of five different basic languages. But German is not like that.
Okay, fair enough. Thanks for your call. 855-99-DR-JOY. You know, listen, that was an important thing for him to share with us today, so it's now been shared. I don't disagree. I think that the German certainly is one of the basic underpinnings of English, but so is Latin, and Latin a little older. So, or at least that was my rationale for taking Latin. Do people take Latin? Is Latin even offered in schools anymore?
I think it is. I don't know for sure. I know German definitely is.
Well, when I graduated from high school, you had to be able to speak two languages. And when I graduated from college, you had to be able to speak one. You had to be able to speak two. But believe it or not, computers were considered one of the languages.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that makes sense.
So, but I think the notion of a liberal education has come. In fact, somebody was telling me today about online courses, and that I think that his mother's alma mater was offering online courses, and she was furious. That she sort of felt that it was somehow diluting the value of her education. You know, I don't know. It was funny because I was. He's getting ready to send his eldest son off to college. So we were talking a little bit about colleges, and I said that I wouldn't trade my undergraduate experience for anything, because even though it was a really rigid, tough school, and it was in the South. I went to school in Houston, and I've lived most of my life since then, either on the West Coast or the East Coast, and you know, Rice. In the South, rice is a big deal. On the East Coast and the West Coast, people think it's a potato substitute. But the reason it was so valuable to me is not so much the subjects, but that I was taught to think. And it was rigorous. And they were absolutely unforgiving. And you couldn't charm your way out of anything. And equally importantly for me was, you know, I was started college when I was 16. And thought, you know, that I was just this really smart kid, and realized that there were people there who could run circles around me without breaking a sweat. And that was an incredibly valuable thing to learn early on, of how smart you are and how smart you're not. So I, you know, and I'm so, and you're never going to learn that online. That sort of collegial, literally, experience. And we helped each other through college. It's why medical school was such a jolt for me. As an undergraduate, it was us against the faculty, because we had classes 6 days a week, and they had a huge flunk-out rate, and Rice had a huge suicide rate. And so we all, as students, we just banded together and got each other through school. And in medical school, the first time I saw somebody switching slides so that you would memorize and identify the wrong stuff, because they'd all been in an environment that was so competitive with one another that the idea of helping each other out just was not part of the experience. So it was somewhat of a jolt. Anyway, 855-99-DR-JOY. James is my guy today and tomorrow, which is great. Shane is on vacation.
Very well-deserved one.
Well-deserved vacation, although he and I have been... Poor Shane was in the position of training someone to substitute for him, and he'd been with me for 2 weeks. And I felt... Poor Nate yesterday. I mean, he hadn't slept for like 2 days, and it was a brand new show, and he's got me, and he actually did yeoman service. He really, you know... it was kind of a... It was an experience for both of us. But listen, this is radio without whipped cream on the top, right? You know, if it's happening here, you're going to know about it. And speaking of which, last night I got my affiliate in New York, which is WNYM. I had a cruise to introduce a new lineup and to celebrate the 25th anniversary of our sister station, WMCA. And it was, for me, it was really fun because it was kind of a homecoming and kind of a welcome aboard and meeting a lot of the sponsors that had been with me before. And they actually let me drive the boat. So we're trying to get the pictures today. But, when I lived in Massachusetts, there was a ferry that we took back and forth every day to Boston, and they would let me drive then as well. So I actually knew how to do it. He was kind of impressed that I didn't crash us, I guess. Much security because of the UN. Give me a caller, 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month are 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew, Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That's true, and James has gotten into the swing that Shane and I started last week of sort of coming up with a good news story, because the news in general tends to be kind of ones that you think, oh my goodness, what's going to happen to human beings on this planet? This is not good. And the one he found today was a $1,000 tip on a 14-buck bar tab for a young woman who is struggling because she's got a 5-year-old that needs some special care, and her wash machine broke. Apparently, she said to him, you know, did you really mean to put $1,000. And I said, yep, keep it. Which I was a great story. It, you know, I mean, it is on a credit card, so I suppose it could be disputed at some point, but hopefully not. You know, I don't really want to know that. And Daniel Radcliffe played back a cab fare 2 years later. I mean, these are great stories. Actually, I will tell you a quickie. As I mentioned, not this last weekend, but the weekend before that, I was at a Penn State tailgate when Penn State beat, just barely, Rutgers, and was helping my friend sell raffle tickets. And the tickets were $5 for $5 or $15 for $10. And a guy gave me a $100 bill. And I said, did you really want to give me a $100 bill? And he said, aren't you honest? I thought it was $10. I wasn't even expecting any change. But wasn't my money anyway. Besides which, I think when in doubt, you ask somebody. And then I told you about the other one, that I had somehow accidentally shortchanged somebody. And so when she pointed it out, I not only gave a ticket, but I gave her an extra set of tickets that I paid for, saying, you know, that was my bad. And she won the grand prize on it. So no good deed goes unpunished. All right, speaking of good or bad deeds, as you know, the best way, somebody already sent me an email giggling with me about saying efficacious, but I would stick by efficacious. Exemplary, excellent, expeditious. I could go on, but I'm won't. The best way to get in touch with me is just to call me, because then I can give you the max amount of time. I can also get the max amount of information. But you can also email me at drjoy.com, or you can send me a question on Facebook, which someone has done. So James and I decided we would share it with you. So James, lay on me the question.
All right. Charlie, she has a problem of, she has a working 18-year-old still living at home. They're not charging him for room or board. He has a girlfriend, and he snuck her into their home overnight. She's obviously not okay with it and needs advice on how to set boundaries and follow through with consequences.
Well, I mean, you've got, you know, look, presumably the reason he's living at home is to save money, and the reason he snuck his girlfriend into his bedroom is they can't go to her place, and a motel's going to cost money, and he's trying to save money. So this is kind of predictable, which is, I'm not suggesting it's okay, and it's your house, your rules. And if you haven't talked with him about birth control, you must, because it's one thing for him to be living at home under his parents' roof to save money while he's going to school and has a job. It's another to be a dad at 18. And these days, little boys cannot walk away anymore. So you need to talk with him about protection for himself and for her and today. All right. That's number one. I mean, making it difficult for them to have sex is probably not going to stop them from having sex. But as I said, it's your house, your rules. But let's look at the larger picture, which is, do you really want him living at home? And you may be better served by saying to him, look, I'll give you first and last month's rent, and you get some roommates, and let's find a place that you can afford, and you can take your bed linen and a frying pan, but maybe it's time for him to be on his own. Did they say he's in school? I know he's earning money.
Just said that he was working. Nothing about school.
Yeah, it's probably not a terrible idea to start charging him room and board, because if you start charging him room and board, it's going to occur to him, especially if it's a reasonable room and board. I mean, not $5 a week. If it's $5 a week, James and I are going to come and live with you.
Yes.
But if, right? I mean, we'll give up whatever we have to do. And but if it's a reasonable room and board, first of all, either he'll decide that he needs to work more hours, which is not a bad thing for an 18-year-old, or that he needs to get more schooling so he can, at some point, increase his hourly wage, which is not a bad idea, or that he can be on his own, because he's really caught now in that kind of twilight zone between being a kid and being an adult. And as far as he's concerned, he's an adult when he wants to be, hence bringing a girlfriend, sneaking a girlfriend in. But he's a kid when he doesn't want to be, hence you paying his room and board. And at some point, you're going to have to try and enforce either you can't bring girls home, and you can, certainly I have no objection to you saying to him, look, you know that this isn't okay. You know your father and I don't agree with this. And it's our house, our rules. And if that happens again, we're going to throw you out. But you're probably better served to say, look, you're grown, you're a young man, and you're not, you know, you're not 30, but you're not 8 years old anymore. And if you want to bring a girl home, then you need to have your own place to bring her, not here. It's not okay with me. And God forbid, I don't even know how old the girl is, but God forbid she's underage and her parents could actually hold you responsible. I mean, it's a can of worms that you really don't want to be holding, and that's what you're doing. And even if he didn't bring a girl home, at what point is he going to move out? And you're just assuming at some point he'll choose to, and I'm saying not if it's free. He's not only getting a free place to live, he's getting free meals, probably free phone. You may subsidize his car. You may even have given him his car. And our job with our kids is to help them walk and then help them walk away. And you're not, it's sooner or later, this relationship is going to deteriorate because he's going to either lose his job and sleep in. And why would he not, if he decides he doesn't like his job, there's really no consequence to his losing his job because he's, you know, most of us, when we're not happy about our work, think, okay, well, I need to drag myself in because I have this really annoying habit of not wanting to sleep outside and needing to eat occasionally. So I got to pay my rent and I got to feed myself, which means I got to have some kind of income, which means even if I'm mad at my boss or feeling like I want to sleep in or, you know, I had a little too much to drink last night, I'm going to haul myself into work because the reality is that's what sustains me. And you're not teaching your kid any of those kinds of things. And that is part of parenting, is to be able to see consequence, to look down the road. That's why kids are assigned parents. And he's really in that, as I said, that kind of cusp of not being a kid anymore, yet you're allowing him to act like a kid until he chooses not to, and then you're getting mad at him for acting like a grown-up. So you're probably better served, and you don't have to do it immediately. It doesn't sound like he's a bad kid. It doesn't sound like there's a war going on. But you can say, I'm not okay about you bringing young women here. And if you feel like you're at that stage in your life where you want to do it, we either have to arrange this with a friend, do talk with him about protection, condoms, or maybe it's time to help you find an apartment and we'll give you first and last month's rent. It doesn't have to be cataclysmic. It doesn't have to be angry. It doesn't have to be unhappy. But it probably needs to happen. And this may just be the excuse that you use to, with, you know, calmly say to him, you know, maybe it's time for you to begin looking for your own place. And maybe that's part of what we'll give you for your Christmas present or your Hanukkah present or whatever. All right. Have a discussion with him, but do mention protection. All right? Don't stick your head in the sand about it. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-538-5252, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-538-5252. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-538-5252. That's 800-538-5252.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea, 855-99-37569. All right, this is the time of the week where I tell you about DVDs that are coming out this week. There are kind of an interesting compilation this week. I'll tell you the one that you probably haven't seen because I think it went directly to DVD. Or maybe it's on, I think it's on video on demand and DVD coming out today. It's The Calling with Susan Sarandon, which is kind of an interesting thing. She played, remember Frances McDormand in Fargo? She plays the same role, except in this one, Ellen Burstyn is her mother, who is terrific. She lives in a sleepy town until there turns out to be all these kind of gruesome murders. Not my favorite thing. Topher Grace is great in this one. Gil Bellows plays a fellow cop. Susan's got a drinking problem. Donald Sutherland has kind of a weird role in this. But it turns out that the calling has to do with a weird kind of religious sect that has to do with the disciples and all sorts of kind of weird things. I actually kind of liked it, and I thought Susan Sarandon is always fun to watch, and but it was very much the Frances McDormand role, except without the accent. Rover is another kind of offbeat. This may be offbeat movie week or offbeat DVD week. There's one that's not offbeat, but I'll tell you about that in just a minute. This has got one of my favorite actors, and probably yours as well, which is Guy Pearce. And Robert Pattinson is in this as well. This is in the near future. You know, and have you notice all the movies in the near future are either incredibly techno weird or they're just bleak. This is excesses that push civilization to the breaking point. Society is in decline and the rule of law is disintegrated. Hardened drifter Eric wanders across this dangerous and desolate landscape. The best scene in the movie is when thieves steal Eric's car, and only remaining possession they leave behind Ray, a wounded comrade. Robert Pattinson, if the only thing you've seen him in is Twilight, he's fun to watch in this one. But the best scene in the movie, I thought, was that Guy is playing this kind of, I don't know, sort of apocalyptic guy who's sitting in this terrible place in the outback. And all of a sudden, he sees his car driving past him. I don't know. Maybe it had to be that was to, for it to be funny. It's bleak. It's kind of interesting, and it's watching. As I said, I think Guy Pearce is just a fascinating actor. I loved him in Priscilla, Queen of the Desert. I've loved him in everything. And so this is kind of and Robin Pattinson is turns out to be sort of a pretty good, decent actor. So there you go. Neighbors. I like this movie as well. This is kind of this is probably going to be the movie that will make the most money this week, just because it's the best known. It's Seth Rogen, and the idea is that he is now a married man who's settled down, kind of, with Rose Byrne, who's his wife, and they have a baby. Until the Delta Psi Beta family moves in next door, and they want to seem cool, so they try to get along with Teddy, who's Zac Efron. And Zac Efron, I think, is a talented actor as well. And it turns out that at one point, Seth and Rose decide to call the cops, and then all hell breaks loose. This has also got Christopher Mintz-Plasse in it, who was from the movie, well, I guess there's nothing else to call it, but Kick-Ass. He is, and we know that Chloe Grace Moretz has gone on to big fame and fortune. So Lisa Kudrow is also in this, kind of an odd movie, but it's fun. I mean, it has some depth to it that you don't actually expect. So I'm trying to think what I would give you as the in terms of for me, and maybe for you, because you may not have seen it in the theater. The Rover's not bad. It's got an interesting cast, a little bleak. The Calling is bizarre, but has some great performances, including Susan Sarandon. The Neighbors is silly fun that's better than you expect it to be. Let's see what else we got. Fed Up is the documentary about the fact that Congress says pizza is a vegetable. I've seen similar information about it before, but it's kind of an interesting kind of movie as well. So you can get more details at drjoy.com. You know, I think one of the movies that somehow escaped me, that it's been out for almost a month, but I really liked it. There are two of them, I think, that came out like maybe when I was on vacation that I should direct you to, just because they're really fun movies. One is Belle, which is I like historical novels in general, and this one is beautifully documented and stars Tom Wilkinson and Gugu Mbatha-Raw, who is just beautiful, Miranda Richardson, Emily Watson. And it's a story of apparently historically accurate of a woman who was basically fathered by a British lord, and even though her mother was African American, and and what her path was in life. And apparently it's based on true story, and she's gorgeous, and it's fun to watch. Words and Pictures is Clive Owen and Juliette Binoche. And I like this one because it's a really smart movie, and there aren't that many smart movies out, where they have a battle about which is more important, which educates people better, words or pictures. And they're both really fun in it. You have the sense that you're watching somebody that enjoys what they're doing, and both of them are there's enough chemistry and enough intellectual sparks that it's great fun. So I missed those two, so I got to back to them, and you can get more details at drjoy.com. Alrighty, so it's really interesting because we apparently, when Shane had mentioned last week that some people, when we asked them what they wanted to, how they wanted to program the program, they said, well, there were several people who said we don't like the movie reviews. And as I said, last night I was on a cruise around Manhattan, which is really, it was, first of all, it was a beautiful night. The funny thing was that a lot of people around here, I guess, are not on boats very often. And so when we were tied at the dock, and this was a yacht, this was a big boat, and it kept smacking against the pier, which means that you get tossed around a lot, and people are saying, oh no, I'm going to have terrible problems, you know, I can't, you know, I'm going to get seasick. And I said, no, once we're out, we're going to be okay, because it was a relatively calm night. It was actually beautiful. But people couldn't understand the fact that it could be much more turbulent when we were tied to the dock, because we kept smacking against the piers. I don't know what it's going to be when we were out on the water. But we went right to the base of Statue of Liberty, and you forget how big that is, you know, how really incredibly large it is. But it was a great fun thing to do. But it was amazing of how many people came up specifically to say, oh, I just love your movie reviews. So I guess it's everybody's entitled to an opinion. And I guess what you can do is I'll tell you ahead of time when the movie reviews are going to be, and you can put your fingers in your ears like we were when we were 4 years old and go, la, 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 la. All right. Listen, whatever. As far as I'm concerned, you can treat this entire program as a Chinese restaurant buffet. You can pick whatever you like, and whatever you don't like, you don't have to listen to. All right, 855-99-DR-JOY. Whatever it is that's on your mind. I know that there are still people having questions about podcasts, and apparently the download situation is a little different. We are working on the iTunes and the TuneIn, and that's kind of outside of our ability to affect it directly. So we're working with them on it, and hopefully in the next couple of days I'll have very good news for you, and that they will backload the program so you won't have to miss anything. But in the meantime, you really can go to either drjoy.com and download them. And the instructions are slightly different, but they're, you know, you guys can follow them, I promise. Or you can go to gcn.com and download them there. So the podcasts are available. They're up to date. I know. I mean, there's a part of me, I'm just delighted that you guys care so intensely about listening to the program whenever you can. And you can always, you can listen live. Or you could listen, you know, whenever your radio station carries it. And as I mentioned earlier, if there's something about the program that you love, you know, certainly tell me and tell your program director. If there's something about it you don't like, you can certainly tell me, because I'm probably the person who can affect it most readily. All righty, 855-99-DR-JOY. We've got a little more than an hour to go. 855-99-3-7-5-6-9, whatever it is that's on your mind. And you can certainly, I know people have, that's actually how I started doing the movie reviews, is that people would call up and say, you know, I have a date. What should I take? You know, what should I take? What's in town that I should take a date to? And I really didn't want to turn the program into a movie review program, so I just sort of condensed it all. As I said, I do 60 segments a week, of which two are our movies. One is DVDs, and one is the Thursday movies coming up. All right, so figure 1/30th is what? 3%. A little less than that, just about 3%. So for those 3%, you can stick your fingers in your ears and go, la, 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 la. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms, for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Is your money manager giving you safety and security? Wouldn't you like to make your money work harder for you? Then you should consider joining Philsgang.com, where thousands of individual investors have successfully profited.
This year I'm up 60% on my portfolio. Following your system has been fantastic. I've been with you for about a month and a half now, and I'm already up 7%.
I've been in the business for a long time, and you're really one of the best I've ever heard.
Well, I just want to let you know what a great teacher you are.
For over a decade, Philsgang.com's Phil Grandy and Donald Cogswell have been teaching, coaching, and investing right along with all Phil's Gang members.
I want to thank Donnie for Market Wrap. I bought 2,500 shares of AUI and sold it this morning at $820 profit.
Why not join thousands of satisfied Phil's Gang customers today? Go to Philsgang.com. Philsgang.com or call 877-600-4264. That's 877-600-4264. Call today.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yeah, it is. 855-993-7569. John, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, John. How are you today?
I'm okay. I got a little dilemma I just wanted to get a little insight on from you.
Okay.
I'm a African-American father. Living in Florida, in a predominantly 90%, I guess, Caucasian area.
Okay.
I have a 17-year-old son that attends school with the same, I guess, structures of, you know, blacks versus whites.
Demographics, 90%. Yeah. Okay.
Demographics, okay. That's My son is 17 years old. He's, you know, doing this little puppy love thing where he's got him a girlfriend.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think it's anything serious. She's of Cuban descent, or whatever you call that. And I don't have a problem with it, but evidently her family does.
Yeah.
Like I stated, I do live in Florida, not too far from a lot of the stuff that's been going on in the news, the Trayvon Martin and the Jordan Davis incident. My son is a rather big guy, so if you didn't know he was a minor, you might take him for an adult. I guess about a month or so ago, or a couple of months ago, the father found out that, you know, she was so-called dating my son.
Mm-hmm.
Prior to him finding out, he met my son by chance, and he spoke highly of my son, you know, didn't think twice about it, and he just, you know, told her, seemed like a nice guy, not knowing that they were dating.
Yeah.
But once he found out they were dating, it was, you know, total pandemonium. He got punished, and they put a GPS tracking device on a car, and
you're not to
see him, and we forbid. And I mentioned the part about the, you know, Jordan Davis and the Trayvon Martin stuff is because, you know, a lot of stuff that's going on in today's society, I would hate for them to get. And let me say this, back up a little bit. Since the punishment gotten over with, you know, they have been somewhat sneaking around and seeing each other.
I know your son's 17. How old is the little girl?
She's 17 or so. She's there in the same grade at the same school and everything.
Okay.
They see each other at school.
Yeah.
And he volunteers and he works so she can, you know, go to his volunteer job.
Yeah. Yeah.
And his workplace without the GPS, you know, setting off a signal on, you know, her being by our house. Like I say, I don't have a problem with it, but I think it's just like a little phase, a little puppy love they're going through. But by the same token, I would hate for her dad or one of her family members to see her with my son and react in a negative way and one thing lead to another.
Wow. Okay. Have you met the dad at all?
No, I haven't.
How long?
I thought about doing that. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. I thought about doing that, but you know, there are racist people, and then there are really racist people.
Yeah, I hear.
And I'm not the kind that's gonna take lightly to certain things.
No, I hear.
I mean, I don't.
Yeah, look, if you think there's any possibility of you making the situation worse, then I would stay out of it. And I think that's wise on your part to at least understand where you are about it. Do you know how long they've actually been dating each other?
I guess since junior year, last year, they're seniors this year. And that poses another question because not only am I looking out for his safety, you know, this is his senior year, and I want him to be able to enjoy himself in his senior year. But a lot of that stuff, you know, he's missing out on because he's stuck between this rock and a hard place, you know?
Okay. All right, we're probably going to have to break this down. There's some component parts, and I may need to hang on to you past the break, if that's okay with you. But let's start with, and first of all, I think we at least need to give the daddy some mild credit for the fact that he may not be completely racist and that he said something nice about your son before he knew they were dating. And I think he just may be protective. You know, there are an awful lot of men who, not with my daughter, you don't. So it may be more sexual politics than racial politics here that's going on.
Okay. And again, I don't want to cut you off and I don't want to prolong it, but it's definitely racist because the daughter has expressed to my son some of the things that he said after finding out it was him. So, and it was, you know, it was racial stuff. And it's not only him, it's the family. You know, the family, I mean, he's brought the uncles in, and they've tried to talk to her, and they've talked down on African Americans. And so it is a racial thing, you know.
I mean, I think they're making a mistake. that first of all, that regardless, and maybe the fact that they're Cuban affects it a little bit, and that tends to be a little bit more a paternalistic society than a lot of American families. But still, they're living in America now, and we don't live in a country where parents get to determine who their kids date or mate with. So, and I think if you could be kind of the voice of reason, and I'm not sure you can, and I don't want to put you in a role that's going to compromise you, of saying, look, And hopefully you've talked with your son about, at very least, about condoms and about making sure that neither of them get pregnant. They're too young, independent of anything else, that neither of them want to be pregnant, neither of them want to have sexually transmitted diseases. So if you haven't talked with him about that, you need to do that immediately.
I have.
Good. That one of the possibilities, and maybe getting the moms involved, maybe a slightly less inflammatory way of saying, look, these kids are responsible. What we're going to do is we're going to turn them into Romeo and Juliet. We don't want either of them running off and getting married or anything crazy like that. That this is just kind of, they may view it as real. We view it as at best, you know, sort of puppy love. And the more we oppose it, the sneakier they're going to get, which means we don't have any control over it at all. So what if we just sort of, if we invited her to Sunday dinner with our family, you invited him to whatever you feel comfortable with, and we keep an eye on the situation and assume that they like each other. They're both going to go, hopefully, to college next year. They're probably not going to go to the same colleges, that they're both being responsible young people. That if we just let this be, it very likely is just going to kind of go the way of most teenage romances, which is just fritter out at some point, as opposed to making this a big deal and making them both rebellious. I don't think you're going to be able to...
Can I comment on something there? I mean,
sure.
I heard you say about getting the moms involved, and in my house, it wouldn't be a problem. I'm open to whatever my wife says, and we kind of discuss things. But from what I understand, and this is all second hand from what I'm hearing from my son, from his girlfriend, that, whatever dad says goes.
All right, I'll tell you what, John, well, that still doesn't mean we don't necessarily get the moms involved. Let me put you on hold. We'll come back and talk about this a little bit. Can you hang on for me?
I will, thank you.
Good, okay, 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.